From the studios of VK Media and streamed over the Broadband Box Office Network, it's the Greater Jersey Buzz, covering Greater New Jersey and beyond. We bring you interviews with authors, athletes, musicians, poets, and singers, the movers and shakers of our time. And now, here's your hosts, Lou and Daisy.
Hello, world. This is the Greater Jersey Buzz. I'm so delighted to be speaking to you again tonight. And indeed, we have, I said hello world, we are covering the world. Our station is broadcast all over the world. And I thank you for participating. We have some fantastic programs, and tonight is such a special program. We have a celebrity here from London, from England, who is performed all over the world. And you're going to hear a lot from her. She is a dynamite person. Not only a performer, but a real great lady. So,
hi, Lou.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you forget I was sitting across from you?
No. Did you cut me off again?
Man, you see how they are? They just totally ignore. Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I've caught you.
I'm going to change your name.
What are you going to change it to? Be nice, because I have a pencil in my hand, and I'm not afraid to use it.
This looks very sharp.
It's not that sharpened,
but... I'm going to call you Flower, because, you know, I think Daisy's a little used up. No.
What? Holy... Bleep! You are going down, mister.
Hey, listen.
Wow.
I'm sitting near the door. It's okay. It's safe.
If you hear some screaming, don't worry. It's just me beating the crap out of Lou.
You know, whenever you sit on my left, I'm worried about that.
You should be worried. You should be worried right now.
Did you invite me to the show tonight?
You are uninvited.
I'm uninvited. Okay. You know, I'm known to slide.
I'm not going there. No, I'm not. This is a PG show.
You're telling me to slide?
No, I'm not telling you to do anything. All I said was, don't ignore me. I have issues.
I think we, you know, a serious thing happened today. I just want to mention it real quickly. And then we get back to our course. You know, it's such a tragic incident up there in Canada. It was so provoking, so inhumane, such a slaughter up there. These people went to the state house and annihilated some people. It's so
they're in our prayers.
Yeah, in our prayers. Pray for everybody.
So, yes, all over the world.
We
all
pray
over
for
the
everybody.
World. We pray for peace
and stop all this nonsense. Stop this killing all over the world. Peace, love. That's what we need. Love.
And speaking of love, we should introduce our beautiful guest.
Well, I was going to let you do that. Although I'd love to do
it. Oh, you're going to let me do something?
Well, I'm going to let you talk a little bit. Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, you know what? I just meant to give out a shout out to a friend of mine, Adrian,
in
Dover.
Okay.
So, hi, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Okay, so I had to, you know, get that out of the way.
Are you going to talk about Sally? Oh, I said it.
Actually, you know what? Wait a minute. We have to mention our sponsors first.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then.
Don't tell them about who Sally is. Sally, they'll have to think about this.
We're going to play a game.
I told you, this kid's going to be a superstar.
Superstar!
What did I say?
It sounded like you said something else.
Oh, I said superstar. my
no more NyQuil for you, mister.
Yeah.
Okay, let's mention our wonderful sponsors.
We'll hold Sally aside for now.
Yeah, I'm holding on to her. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Gerudo's Pork and Pasta Store. Let's talk about Gerudo's. They're located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey, and for more than 80 years and spanning four generations, Gerudo's Pork and Pasta Shop has been providing New Jersey with the best in homemade pastas and meats. Serve your family the most delicious ravioli and manicotti. Please come down to Gerudo's Pork and Pasta Store located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
And no fillers, by the way.
No fillers.
No fillers in
That's
their
awesome.
Sausage.
That's awesome. And you know who else we're going to talk about, right? Come on.
Sally?
No, not yet. We're going to get to her.
I'm going to talk about Sally.
The H. Ciccolini brothers are
on there. Oh, that's my cousins. Oh, my goodness.
His cousins are everywhere.
Did they pay the bill? Oh, my goodness.
The H. Ciccolini. I can't even talk at this point. The H. Ciccolini brothers, 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. They carry full inventory of appliances. Whether you're looking to buy a new stove, oven, refrigerator, dishwasher, they have everything in stock. The H. Ciccolini brothers serves Nutley, Caldwell's, Fairfield, Bloomfield, Belleville, Clifton, Little Falls, Montclair, all the surrounding communities. Come on down to the H. Ciccolini brothers at 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, or you can call them at 973-661-2100. Now we are ready for Sally. Sally Knight. Woo! Sally Knight.
It's daytime. Say that again.
I'm going to go over there, mister, and it's not going to be pretty. Let's bring our beautiful, beautiful, lovely guest, Sally Knight. Hi, Sally.
Good evening.
We're so delighted to have you.
I'm so glad she hasn't left us because I think she thinks we're crazy. Well, you are anyway.
You're having a lot of fun. I like to see that.
Sally, we're so honored to have you here tonight. We've been anxiously waiting for you for months to come on our show. And we appreciate your presence, and I'm sorry for your inconvenience. The train was late for you to get here.
We don't want to hear about the train. We want to hear about her singing and her
I'm delighted
background.
To be here. I'm sorry it took me
that
so long to get
New Jersey
here.
Transit.
Not just tonight, but like the last few months.
I want to say a word. Can I say a quick word about Sally?
You can say many words about Sally.
Notwithstanding the fact that everybody's going to hear her music, I want to tell you a little bit about Sally, in that she plays all over the world. She is such a lovely, lovely personality. I mean, genuinely a warm, kind individual. And she has
so much. And she's got gorgeous hair.
So much class.
You got to see her hair. She's got like the best hair.
She has a lot of class. And she's about to explode in this country. Believe me, it's going to happen.
It's coming.
It's coming.
And also, because I read this in your bio, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about this, that you race classic cars.
Yes.
Yeah, because now we're talking. She is badass. Can I say that? I said it.
It's PG, remember.
She don't look the type, does she?
No.
And she sings a badass song, too. I can say that.
Look at you.
She's ranked one of the highest.
I opened the floodgates.
On the song list.
So, Sally, when did you start out singing? Like, when did you, you know, embark on this, you know, adventure of singing? Did you just come out of the womb that way, or
no? I originally used to sing when I was very young, and my family went through the usual course that a lot of singers go through, in that they start singing in their local church, then they get training at their local school, and they get encouraged, and then different teachers and professors sort of picked me up and wanted to train me further, and I ended up singing in choral groups and touring in Europe. But that was all classical, and then mm-hmm. I started working with a national opera group in the UK, and then I decided, when I'd actually been offered a place at the National School of Opera in London, that opera really wasn't for me.
I was going to say, do you sing opera?
As much as I love the music, it didn't allow for enough improvisation or creativity for mm-hmm. me. So unfortunately, I changed my mind, went traveling for a while, and then sometime after, I was really missing my music. My father always used to sing jazz around the house, and my mother too. They both had beautiful voices, and so I knew all the standards. I knew the American Songbook. I had grown up with that, and I thought, yeah, why not?
So this was always on your mind. Like, you never once thought, maybe I'll be a teacher.
No,
you just
I did. I mean, I had other activities and other experiences while I was traveling, and had a media publishing and marketing career for a period of time, quite a long period of time. But I was missing my music. Yeah. It was in my heart from the beginning. I wanted to be a singer, and I'd hoped one day I'd become a composer, and that has actually happened, which is great.
So did you do the circuits, like the lounges out in England? And because I know you performed in England and France.
Yeah.
And
I was actually living in France when I started singing jazz.
England, France, and much time in Italy too.
Yeah, I was actually living in France when I started singing and performing jazz. Mm-hmm. And then different musicians asked me to perform with them, and so I started touring with them, working clubs, festivals, private events, different countries really, all over Europe. And then I started visiting the States, obviously, because this is your native music here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about and meeting a lot of American musicians that were fabulous, who I'd met previously in the festivals in Europe, and they said, oh, you should come to New York, you know, we'll introduce you, you can come and perform with us, and when you get here, we'll help you.
Did you feel did you have a apprehension about it? Were you a little bit nervous?
Because there's
a difference coming for like 1 month or a couple of weeks versus like living in the big scary city.
Yeah, it was actually Bruce Lundvall at Blue Note Records, EMI, the CEO that I met with. I was introduced to him by another artist they'd signed previously. And he started listening to my music and meeting with me and said, "It's quite simple, Sally. You need to move here if you want your career to move in the right direction."
So. How would you compare like the audiences that you were used to performing in front of in Europe versus here in New York?
It's very different. It's very different. You get the two different extremes in a way, really, because here they're a very savvy audience. Mm-hmm. You really have to win them. And they're not necessarily, they don't show during the performance what they're feeling or what they're thinking, because they're really sort of weighing you up and deciding
they're
whether
still
you
checking
make
you
the
out,
grade.
Still haven't made a decision.
But then at the end of the show, they really show their appreciation. Mm-hmm. They come and tell you that they really liked your performance and that, you know, that they love what you're doing. But it's a bit of a nerve-wracking experience. It's a different audience.
Right. We should hear one of her songs
right
now.
Question on one of this.
We have her all night.
Yeah, I know. No, believe it or not, it's going to go too fast because she is an exciting person to interview. You did South America too? Argentina or something like that?
No, I was in Panama this winter. Yeah.
Oh. Were you performing there too?
Yeah, I performed there. Yeah.
There you go.
All over the world. So,
yeah, Japan. Different places, yeah.
The only place she didn't go was Iraq. I was wondering why
I still got quite a few countries on my list.
I need to take off my shoe. I'm just gonna fling it at him. Don't worry, I won't. He'll get up eventually. Let's play one of her tunes right now called "Cruising."
Yeah, that's my newest composition.
Oh, that's your newest. Yeah.
The one that made the hit list.
It just that was another one. That's Crazy Jigsaw Puzzle.
That's about you, the crazy part.
On the hit list, number 5. It's ranked 5.
No, it's number 16.
16. Oh, 16.
Sorry. Just went in at number numbers. 16. All right. But Cruising was just released in June.
It's number 16. My goodness.
Well, let's check it out. Cruising by Sally Knight.
Do-ba-do-ba-do-wee.
Okay, Daisy, let me see you do that.
I can do
Isn't
what she does.
Isn't that a talented person? You notice the vibes, the sound, the oration?
Are we in class?
Huh? You notice that? Well, I don't. You think
Is
I don't know
music
what I'm
theory?
About.
I took music theory in college. I have a question for you. Actually, I have several questions for you. But if you had to perform or do a duet with one artist, just one, who would it be and why?
No, are you talking about
like a singing duet?
Oh, a singing duet.
Yeah. Singing.
Hum.
There was one artist.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Dead or alive?
Oh, no, because dead, there's too many I'd like to sing with.
present time right now. Who would that be and why?
That's a really tricky question. You should have warned me.
This is how I get.
I'm going to have to think about that.
Okay, you want to get back to me on that one?
Let me have a think about
no
that.
There's no wrong or right answer here, you know.
Of course.
Like, if you were to ask me who I would love to, if I had, like, one chance to co-host with someone, who would it be?
Who would it be, Daisy?
Channing Tatum. Without the shirt.
Preferably without
the
shirt.
Oh, Lou is getting jealous.
I'm jealous already before he even said his name. I thought I was all over you.
We're not going there. I told you we're not going there. Okay. Do you write your own material, most of your material?
I actually have two repertoires. So the one repertoire is my own compositions. That was one of the tunes you just heard, mm-hmm. Cruising, that we recorded here at Avatar, here in New York. The drummer is Greg Hutchinson, very well-known international drummer. On bass is Tyler Mitchell, and on piano is Massimo Faro from Italy, in actual fact. Okay. So that was an Italian pianist on that track.
Really?
Where do you get your inspiration? Yeah. I mean, do you sometimes experience a writer's block, or do you just, it's like one of those spur of the moments? I mean, how do you get inspired?
It's a little bit of divine intervention for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm a natural composer, as it were. So that tune actually came to me. I was in the south of France at the time, for the summer, driving my classic car cruising through the mountains in my classic car, and a very good friend and one of my mentors, Marcus Miller, who's a fabulous bassist, composer and producer, was cruising in the Caribbean on a jazz cruise, and we'd spoken on the telephone. And I was just thinking about them cruising in the Caribbean. I was cruising in my car, and that's when the tune came to me. Mm-hmm. So it was.
Do you record it right away, like in your iPhone?
Yeah,
so you
in my
forget
iPhone.
It?
Yeah.
Like, oh crap! What were those words again?
Yeah. How did we manage before iPhones? I used to have like a little dictaphone, mm-hmm, before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to seize it while it's there, so you don't forget it, and you know, you don't necessarily get the whole song all in one, mm-hmm, in one. Guide vocal, but then you can work. You have the basis,
there.
Yeah, mm-hmm, to finish, mm-hmm, off the song afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your classic cars. Like, I know, I read a little bit of in your bio about racing. Like, you like to race classic cars.
Yeah, when I can, yes. Like, when I get the opportunity.
What's that all about?
I just really enjoy driving.
Blonde, flowing hair, racing. These cars are her own too.
No, you have to wear a helmet, actually.
Well, you can see the hair sticking out.
No, seriously.
So how long have you, like, when did you get interested in doing that?
In circuits, from a very early age, really. My mother was an amazing driver.
Okay.
and she always encouraged us to drive. I mean, I started racing motor go-karts, or karts, as you call them, when I was very young with my brother. My father bought us one when I was 8, I think. So that was particularly young, because it was a competition cart he actually bought us for like grown-ups. So he let us loose with that, and that's where I think it stemmed from.
So what's the fastest you've ever... What was your highest speed?
Oh, I'd rather not mention that on the radio.
Listen,
it's only us. It's only us.
Give her a ticket.
You know,
very, very fast.
Just
apparently.
Don't do that in the city, sister.
Then I did some junior Formula Ford on circuits in the UK, and then I started doing a little bit of road racing, but you know, organized road racing. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about. Street racing, I'm talking about, like rallies.
Let's go hit the
rally specials. Yeah, yeah, rally specials. So with my Italian car, in actual fact, which is a Lancia Fulvia from 1967.
Yes.
So that's a great driving car.
No.
It won the Monte Carlo rally, I think.
That's cool.
When
right?
Yeah.
You would never know it by looking at her. She looked so pretty with her beautiful. I keep mentioning your hair because I love your hair. I'm a hair person. I just admire. You know, I love gorgeous, just gorgeous.
So when are you doing Vegas?
Oh. That's funny. I have a friend who has a show in Vegas at the moment, and we were just exchanging messages the other day, and I was like, oh, that's something I need to think about.
You should do it, because I think you'll make it. Mm-hmm. You'll make it big there. Mm-hmm. You will. You really will.
There you would get like a really wide range in audience.
It's something, I'll probably do at some point.
It's your type of program.
Yeah.
It is.
Go out there, visit a friend. And by the way, you mind if I go on stage? You can, no, I'm just doing song. And then, you know, I think I could see her doing Vegas.
I definitely could see her in Vegas. Definitely.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Definitely could see her.
We support you.
I've been to a lot of other places.
Well,
but
I know you're listening to
Vegas,
us out there,
yeah.
Las Vegas. Send in. Talk to us. Give us a call. Her name is Sally Knight from England, and she's quite a lady. And aside from that, may I say, she's a very beautiful young lady.
You're taking my answer. I just said that. She's gorgeous,
no,
beautiful, with beautiful hair.
I wasn't talking about you.
I don't have blonde hair. Notice I didn't say I wasn't beautiful.
Listen, why don't you introduce us to some of your TV folks?
What TV folks?
You're always on television. I know. I heard all about you.
You're getting me confused with Sofia Vergara.
No, I know you've been on TV. You've been on TV.
No. We're here to talk
very
about
modest.
Sally.
Huh?
Sally?
Yes.
See how I ignore him real quick? Tell us about, I know you've been performing at, where have you been performing? At Jules Jazz Bistro?
Yeah, Jules Jazz Bistro, yeah.
You have another show?
I have a night, yeah, I'll be there on Monday.
Monday.
This coming Monday, 27th, I'll be there with David Bryant on piano and Noriko Ueda. A wonderful Japanese lady double bassist.
Wow.
So, yeah. So they're a great, great musicians to work with. We have a lot of fun down there. So please come and join us on Monday
and
night.
And they're
we'll
located,
be there.
Where are they located?
They're on St. Mark's Place, which
65
is...
65 St. Mark's Place between 1st and 2nd Avenue, New York City.
That's right, yeah.
And their phone number is, should I give them their number so they can call?
Sure.
What day?
212-477-5560.
Yeah, that's on Monday the
27th. Luke, put that sucker on vibrate. His phone is ringing.
That's on Monday.
We're doing a show here.
Yeah, from
Monday, October 27th, from 8:30. The show starts at 8:30 till late.
Till late, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's back till about 11:30.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then after that, what else do you have going on?
Oh, I've got a few projects at the moment. I've got a few different things. I've got some agents going to a booking festival in Spain this week. So there's some producers and agents there that are representing me. So to get me future bookings, which is...
So what is your big vision? Your big vision is what?
Well, just to travel as much as possible.
To be like Pitbull, Mr. like be, what was it? They call him Mr. Worldwide. You're going to be Miss Worldwide. Everywhere you go, Sally Knight.
Well, it would be nice that people are able to enjoy my music worldwide. Yeah, that's my big aim, especially my compositions. Yeah.
We should hear another song.
Yes, I'm just admiring her conversation. And I think she's going places this
year. Yes. I mean, she's been in many, many places.
She's been all around.
I've been as far as, like, what,
amazing.
Bermuda.
I've got
That's
a lot
it.
More places to go.
Are you a citizen of the United States? Or
no, I'm still a resident in France, and I'm a British citizen.
Oh, okay.
But I've been adopted by New York. Very happily.
We have taken you into our bosom.
You're a citizen of the world.
No, I must say, since I've been in New York, I've received so much kindness. And been welcomed so much and helped so much.
I see why.
By the people, the musicians and the people in the industry, the people that have the clubs. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been so kind and generous and encouraging.
So why don't we listen to another one of her songs
That's
called
good.
Fascinating Star?
Yes. Yes.
What is this song about, real
this
quick?
This song is about a star that I used to look at in the sky when I lived in the south of France that was brighter than the other stars. And I used to sit out by my pool and look at the the skies there, and this particular star shone slightly brighter, so I named it Fascinating Star. Okay. And this is part of a big 2-year orchestral project I did in Croatia with a co-composer. So the co-composer on this is Krešimir Hršek. And but this is a recording. I rearranged it for a quartet, and we recorded this one also at Avatar for my Venus album called Ballads for You.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Here's Fascinating Star by Sally Knight.
That wasn't fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed. Put me in a trance.
Daisy wanted to be in a bath with a glass of wine,
with bubbles, and a nice glass of like Merlot.
That's a fairly romantic.
It's such a delight to hear her music.
Ballads album.
It's so delightful to hear her music.
I'm feeling so romantical.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm the only guy around here.
I'm not going there, Lou. You're not dragging me in that pit.
I guess you've been there before.
No, not
I don't
with
know what
you.
It's like.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
You'd be surprised what you're getting into.
I think it's Lou making you hot.
No! Bad girl Sally. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so that's another track that was actually recorded here, actually in Manhattan at mm-hmm. Avatar Studios for the album "Ballads for You" for Venus Records, with three wonderful musicians from New York, or who are based here in New York now: John Davis on piano, Desron Douglas on double bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. Mm-hmm.
Do you also play instruments besides singing?
I'd rather not talk about my piano playing skills.
So you can play.
I could pick my way through what I want to write, but that's it. No, I have wonderful musicians that I really can't compare to. So
do they travel with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well.
I also have a great trio in England and also in Italy. So that makes things easier. And also, we'll talk about that later, in Japan. Mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about music is it's a big family. So wherever you go in the world, you right. just ask your best musicians, oh, I'm going to this mm-hmm. country or this state or wherever. Who do you suggest I call? Because you don't always get to take your band with you. It becomes rarer and rarer every day budget limitations, unfortunately. So, and you just ask them, they go, oh, here, ring this pianist, this drummer, this bassist. And then, you know, you get there, you do like a little rehearsal or just maybe sometimes just a sound check. Mm-hmm. You send them all your charts and your keys beforehand, and everything just falls into place. It's amazing. Yeah.
So how many albums do you have in total? Like how many?
There are four that are actually released already that are available on iTunes, Amazon, sites like that. I've got a fifth orchestral album that we're going to release this winter, and then I've got a couple of EPs and a single.
Okay, so if people want to get a hold of one or all of your albums, mm-hmm. they can go to iTunes or Amazon.
Absolutely.
Or your website.
Yes.
Which is www.sallynight.com. Yeah. So that's www.sallynight.com. Yeah. I went to kindergarten. I'm pretty sure I know my alphabet.
Well, that's understandable.
But it's night as in day and night, not as in with a K.
Right.
Because
okay.
often people go, well, I can't find your website.
I'm so anxious to hear the music.
We're still talking to Sally about other stuff.
Like what? How much does she weigh? What does she eat?
You know, if you dare ask her that, I will beat you. You never ask a woman her weight, her age. What else?
Thank you, Daisy.
Her age?
Never. These are questions. No.
Well, she don't have to tell me the truth. You know, we're in New Jersey.
What does that mean? You see what I have to deal with, right? He's a handful.
Seven. That's what you got to deal with. Sally, Vegas is your place. Vegas is the place for you.
We'll see if this prediction.
Yeah. Let me know. I'll come out.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I'll do a duet with you. How's that? I'll do a duet with you. I did with Anne Roselli. I did with Christina Fontanelli.
Uh huh.
Me and Sally gonna hang out. We're just gonna hang out. We're just gonna hit the town.
What, in Vegas?
Anywhere you want to take me. We're two single gals going out there.
Right.
Who cares? Right, we're just going to cause some trouble.
As long as she takes the lead, you're going to be okay.
I'm going to Birdland later tonight. Do you like Birdland?
Sally's going there for business.
Birdland in Manhattan is a wonderful club that I sing at sometimes.
Are you
going to
be singing tonight?
No, I'm actually going to listen tonight. I go out listening a lot to get inspiration and ideas.
Okay.
There are two wonderful jazz masters playing there, Kenny Barron and Dave Holland. So I should be catching their late set there.
So is that one of your favorite places? Like when you're not performing
there,
and working, you go there. Where else do you go? Not that I'm trying to give any stalkers any tips where to find you, because that would really suck.
I go there. I go to Dizzy's. I go to Smoke. I go to the Jazz Standard. I go to Smalls. I go to Mesro. I go to the Fat Cat. I go to all the
places. So you're getting out and about. People are getting to know who you are. I'm sure they know you already.
Yeah, often they invite me to sit in, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not my show, they invite me to go and sing on their show, which is great.
And I'm sure just soaking up the whole jazz atmosphere and that whole ambiance.
It's also a wonderful way of listening to new players that you'd like to work with for future projects.
Mm-hmm. And networking.
Exactly, networking, meeting people in the industry too. It's part of my job. Going out to clubs.
I gotta work tonight. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just gonna hang out at the club and listen to some music. It's really difficult.
Yeah, people don't understand, you know, that is work.
So
but that is
where
work.
Are you gonna appear tonight? You gonna go anywhere to spend
no,
tonight?
She's just gonna
no,
hang
I'm listening
out.
Tonight. I'm hanging out and listening tonight. Yeah.
Oh, and where? At where?
At Birdland.
Oh, at Birdland.
Weren't you listening? If you were, stop staring at her beauty and listen to her words.
How can you stop?
You see how guys are.
What you're gonna say there for a minute?
Because I know.
I think you're jealous.
Me jealous? Me jelly? I don't think so.
No, you're not jealous. No, I don't think so.
I think you're the jealous one. Me and Channing Tatum, I'm going to have a show together.
You know what?
His wardrobe is going to be no shirt. I need to stop. I need to behave. We're going to listen to another one of. Oh, you know what? We're going to listen to another song of yours.
Okay.
But before we do, we need to mention our wonderful sponsors. You want to talk about your cousins?
Ciccolini.
Yes!
Ask for Bob Ciccolini. He's got it all.
Bob Ciccolini?
You need appliances, folks? That's the place to go. I can tell you right now.
The eight Ciccolini brothers.
He's been in town 100 years.
You know,
his family is extremely... They are people of great humility, and they donate to all the charities, especially to children. For many years.
They also have a website, ciccolinionline.com, and they're at 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey.
Right.
Their phone number is 973-661-2100. When it's time for that new love seat, recliner, dining room table, home entertainment furniture, sofa, or bedroom set, stop by their showroom. You won't be disappointed. The A. Ciccolini Brothers, 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey.
Speak to Bob. He's the owner.
Speak to Bob.
He'll take care of you. No problem.
And also, let's mention Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store. All of their products are carefully handmade right in their store. They take the utmost pride in supplying their customers with only the best. Only the best.
No fillers.
No fillers. That's what we said, right?
That's right.
They're also famous for their delicious Italian sausage. Every time I see the word sausage, I can never just say sausages.
They've been around about 70
sausage.
Years in this area, too. They make an excellent product.
That's what I heard. Everyone talks
they
about
really
Garuto's Pork and Pasta
They really
store.
Do. Yeah.
And they're located at 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New
Jersey.
But
I don't get no discounts for saying that.
That's because you keep interrupting every time I'm giving people the address.
Oh, you know.
Garuto's Pork and Pasta. I'm Lou. I'm telling you.
You.
I'm going to have to give you a timeout.
Right, well, I'll give you a chance to breathe a little bit.
I don't need to breathe, honey. 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Their phone number is 973-667-7606. I'm telling you, people, you don't know what I have to deal with Lou.
Daisy?
Yes.
Right. Daisy, you're
oh,
right.
You said the magical words. I'm right.
You're right. You're
Remember
right.
those words. I am always right.
Let's make up. Let's kiss and make up.
Oh, I'm sure that's what you want. You see, Sally? You see this, right? You want to sit
he
for yourself.
He has a way of working it right, doesn't he?
He makes it. He loops around to the kissing and the making out part every time.
Daisy, those days are over for me.
Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Let's talk about Sally. Let's not talk about me kissing.
Wait, we have another song of Sally's.
I know. I want to hear all her music.
I know you do. This one is called Yes, I Do.
Yeah.
What is, you know.
Yeah, that one came to me while I was walking down the street in Manhattan one day.
And you saw this really good-looking guy and you said, yes, I do. I'll go out with you. Oh, that's something I would do. Yes, I do. I know you didn't ask me yet, but you're looking at me, so it counts.
I was missing someone very much, and I was just thinking about that sentiment. And then this melody came to my head, and when all the lyrics started coming, the lyrics that sort of repeated themselves and were most prominent were "Yes, I Do." Okay. And so I wrote that song, and that was actually on the same album as Fascinating Star for the Venus Jazz release. And I actually flew to Japan to sing that on an AXN Golden Globe special
TV
show.
You flew to Japan to perform this song on a show in Japan?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They actually asked me to sing a medley of songs from the Golden Globe winners for the last 10 Golden Globe winners. Mm-hmm. So I put together a medley of songs, and I said, "But I'll come if you let me sing one of my songs."
Wow.
And they said, they listened to it and they said, "Yeah, we love it. Please, yeah, we'd love you to do that." So I first did the medley, and then they presented all the Golden Globe winners for the year. And then I came back on stage and did my song, "Yes, I Do."
Mm-hmm. You must have been so proud of yourself. That's quite an honor. Let's hear it. "Yes, I Do."
"Yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. I love you, love, I love you, yes, I do. I need you, really need you, when I'm feeling blue. You know I want you, really want you, when I'm close to you. Because I love you, love, I love you, yes, I do. Some people say they don't believe in love. The words the poets write sent from the gods above. Let analysts and pessimists that all think it's a sham make fun of me, 'cause I don't give a damn. I love you, love, I love you, yes, I do. I miss you, really miss you, when I'm far from you. You know I want to share my world and every day with you, because I love you, love, I love you, yes, I do. I love you, love, I love you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You know I love you.
Did I say that?
No, I take it.
We're on air, Lou. Quiet.
Shh. You can't say you're infatuated.
You can't say you're infatuated with me. People are going to know. Oh, we're back. Hello.
I think we are, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're on.
Oh, Sally, isn't he
we're
silly?
Back on.
If I'm on, you're off.
I'd like to see a lot more of New Jersey. This is the first time. I've sung once in South Orange. That's a New
South
Jersey,
Orange
right?
South Orange or West Orange?
South Orange.
South Orange.
Okay. Yeah. A while back. But I really haven't spent much time in New Jersey, but I'd like to get to know it. Everything I've seen through the car window so far.
So we have to get her to Vegas?
And the people that I've met, I always make a joke when people come to my shows and come and see me, and they're like, but you're obviously not from here. Where are you from? And I say, I'm from New Jersey.
Well, you know, from New Jersey, that's it. Well,
you and know, they're like, no, you're not.
We have casinos in New Jersey, and maybe you'll turn things around if you come down here.
Oh, that's another great idea. That's two good ideas you came up with today.
New Jersey can use you, in my honest opinion.
Would you consider performing at the casinos?
I've no idea. I haven't been to them. So
you haven't ever. You've never been to a casino.
No, not here. I have in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
In London and in France.
I was going to say she's a casino virgin. I don't know where that came from. I mean, you know, like you've never been to a casino. I don't know where that came from, Sally. You're just so pretty. She's got the best hair.
She is gorgeous.
You should do like a commercial for like.
Just for my hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's, you know what she does to keep it looking so beautiful?
I'm afraid
she drives
of what you're
going to
say.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's
fresh
that was
air
nice.
And music that keeps it.
Yeah, that's what she
that
does.
Keeps it pretty.
So, Sally, so again, so if people want to buy your CDs, they can go to. Amazon.com
mm-hmm. or iTunes.
iTunes.
I'm all
and
over
your
iTunes.
Website. I'm going to try this one more time.
Yeah.
www. Dot, is that three W's?
No, three W's.
Three W's.
Oh, www.sallynight, not like date, but night.com. And if you want to send an email to either myself or Lou, you can email us at our show, thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com.
And we'll see that Sally gets any message you want to transport to her.
And we're also on Facebook, by the
way.
We're
also on Facebook.
Yes. What else?
And Sally's on Facebook, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Sally's everywhere.
We're all on Facebook.
She's going to blow up real soon.
Got faces.
And I'm going to say, that's my bestie. We hang out. I'm going to bring her to Jersey.
I have a hunch that in a few Jersey years girl. From now, or a couple of years from now, or not too far, distant future from now, we're going to be seeing this young lady in big, big lights.
When you perform somewhere in New York, like mm-hmm. on stage mm-hmm. or anywhere, mm-hmm. I will be your bestie date.
Okay. Great.
I will be your wing lady.
You're gonna make it, Sally.
Here, Daisy, hold my purse. No problem. I'm here for you.
I need a purse holder.
Sally, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was fun.
It was very fun. Thank
you
for inviting
me.
That's very kind.
I had a wonderful time. This was a very special guest.
That's very sweet of you.
I admire her greatly. That's why I took the initiative to get her on the show.
He's been texting me and emailing me for a while.
She missed the bus was late.
That's okay, but she's here. She's here. That's all that matters.
No, no, but it was a lot of anxieties there waiting for her at the terminal.
He was very excited about having you on the show.
I was stressed on the train.
She was stressed on. Well, it wasn't your fault.
But thank you for being so persistent in getting me here.
It wasn't your fault.
You can't see it, but he's winking, people. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to close the show with one of your songs, mm-hmm. and it's called Speak Low.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about that tune and your inspiration behind it? Were you thinking about
actually,
Lou when you said Speak Low?
It isn't one of my compositions, but I thought it would be nice to finish the show with because we put like a little Latin beat on it. So I thought it would be a nice way of ending the show.
Well, you know, I heard
make everyone happy. It's happy music.
It's happy music.
Yeah.
I like the romantic one though.
Well, this is normally a ballad. Often people perform this tune as a ballad, but I've decided to record it a little more upbeat.
You have to. It's good to kind of just touch upon like all different, you know, genres and all different types of music.
Yeah, I like to
up, the down, the sad,
speak to different audiences and appeal to different age groups too.
You're doing good, Sally. Not that she needs my approval.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, thank you again for coming on the show, and
Sally,
I thank everyone for listening tonight.
I deeply appreciate you coming on. I know
thank
what
you.
It is for your schedule. It's great to come to our show. And I hope we can do you some service, because there's a lot of listeners out there that are loyal to us. Each month, we're only sure a new program, but each month we have more and more listeners. And I tell our listening audience, please have any faith in us. Listen to us. If you see Sally's name around, support her. If you want to speak to her, you want to reach her, Daisy just gave us the information, how to contact her. We'll definitely give it over to her. And folks, so help me, this lady is going to be highly successful in the entertainment field. I know her. I've seen other stars before. This girl's definitely got it.
Anything you want, you got it. You said got it, and all of a sudden that song popped into my head.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you, Daisy. You're great people out here.
Daisy's got it too, by the way.
Oh, stop.
I would have been out in New Jersey before if I'd have known you had so much fun.
I got it, brother. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz, and here's Speak Low by Sally Knight.
I can see it.
Speak low when you speak love. A summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak love. A moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark, lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, that tomorrow is near. Tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old, and love so brief. Love is pure gold. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Come speak love to me. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me. Speak low to me. Speak love to me. Speak love to me. And soon. Speak love.
Thanks for joining us. The Greater Jersey Buzz is about you. So take part in the conversation on our Facebook page and also email us your comments and suggestions to thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com. Till next time.
I'm Randy Lupo, host of the Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
It's the Mark Dacey Show, filled with gifts, fun, and surprises, and $20,000 in cash for every viewer. Well, maybe not. But we do talk about stuff and things you might want to think about after, before, and during the show. It's engaging, at least. So come by, won't you? We're here at Facebook, on iTunes. We broadcast from VK Media right here on the East Coast, and we're part of BroadbandBoxOffice.com. Check us out. Come by. Like us. Do what you can. Spend some time. Take some time off. Sit down. Have a viewing. It's happening. It's now. It's controversial. Or maybe not. But we could use a couple of more viewers. Maybe starting with you. Won't you?
Hi, I'm Lisa Descoli.
And I'm Annie Weiss.
Tune in to Talk of the Town on BroadbandBoxOffice.com.
The second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m.
And like us on Facebook and leave us your comments.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Prostowski. I invite you to watch Courageous Doctors, an exciting new show connecting you today.
Hi, my name is Tom Ragu of the Tom Ragu Sit Down Comedy Show. You can listen to us at the Broadband Box Office. And for more information, please visit www.tomragu.com/podcast.
Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm Bob Gonzo of the Bob Gonzo Show. And I'm here to introduce the Bob Gonzo Show to you. Watch the Bob Gonzo Show on ComedyMondays.com and iTunes. Once again, ComedyMondays.com and iTunes. Watch it live or you can watch it on the archives, which means you can watch it forever. Bob Gonzo is the greatest show on the internet right now. It's the funniest, it's the sweetest, it's endearing. We have stand-up comics, we have bands, we have actors, we have people in the fashion industry. We have everything you need. So once again, the Bob Gonzo Show, the greatest show in the world. And if you watch it, you will become a better and happier and sweeter person. You. Watch the Bob Gonzo Show, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you.